T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, Ime, are you there?
Hello.
Ime, thank you so much for joining us at the 20th Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon. So, Ime, I have to ask, since you're still relatively new in town, what was your first encounter with the Jimmy Fund? How soon did you hear about it coming in, joining the Celtics, especially knowing that the guy in the front office, Brad Stevens, has been so involved with it since he got to town?
Yeah, I heard about it pretty early on. Honestly, a few years ago when I was with Philadelphia, a guy had me call in, and so I did some things in the past, but obviously know it's a huge part of the community in Boston, and did some things years ago, but obviously the impact being in Boston, you feel it and see it much more.
You know, Ime, there's, we had Brad Stevens on earlier. All the rumors and innuendos going on about, Kevin Durant and, his, the offer from, the Celtics, trade package. How did you handle that situation with the names that were reportedly, out there, the Marcus Smarts, the Jaylen Browns? Did you have to go out and talk to those guys and, make sure they understood that they weren't going anywhere?
Yeah, somewhat, but I mean, we have a lot of guys whose names are coming up over the years, and so with us, we reiterate how important they are to us, and we're out seeing these guys in the summer anyway, but also let them know a lot of these rumors that come out are leaked by people that have specific agendas, and but if a name like Kevin Durant comes up, a high-level player like that, people are going to naturally ask about your best players, and so Jason, Jaylen, Marcus, those names always tend to come up, and more so than anything, we let them know how much we value them and that these things are oftentimes leaked and nothing is going to come of it.
Ime, as we, I guess, put that to bed and sort of move forward now with the team you have and the young core that this organization has had for a while, from your perspective, how much room for growth is there in those sort of core three players, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart? How much better can they get as a foundational piece of this team?
The ceiling is unlimited. I mean, they're just touching the surface, basically, of who they're going to become. Not even in their prime yet, but have grown and had a ton of progress last year, just, the first year underneath me and my coaching staff and us getting to know them as well. So some of the things you saw within the first year give us a ton of reason to be optimistic. And then, you have another off season and training camp together. And we just look at the sky's the limit with those guys. And so they'll be more comfortable with what we're doing. We understand them a little bit better. And like I said, their ceiling hasn't been reached at all yet.
Ime, we had Brad in here a little bit earlier, and he said that he anticipated this October, November, December to be even more challenging than last year's was after coming off of, losing the NBA Finals. Do you feel like you have a team that's chomping at the bit to get back at it and get back there, or like it's kind of like dragging everybody to the starting line of a marathon once again, coming off of the longest season possible?
No, I think you have some extra motivation there, just, losing in the finals, getting to that stage and then not finishing the deal. So we all still have a sour taste in our mouth about it. Everywhere you go, people say congrats on the season, but you didn't get it done. And so that should motivate everybody alone. But no time to, feel any kind of way about it other than to approach it as we're being hunted now. And that's the message to the guys. Last year, we were the hungry, younger team that had to try to achieve some things, and we've gotten to that level, but no, we have to take another step, and teams are going to be coming after us with a target on our back. And so no time to get out to a slow start. Like I said, we'll be more comfortable with the group and vice versa, and so we're ready to get after it again.
So we're talking to Ime Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics. Ime, when we're younger, the season ends, the high school season ends, and sometimes your coach will bring in for a meeting, and he'll say, I want you to work on X, Y, and Z. Right, and when you come back from the summer, I want you to be able to do this and that. Was there anything in particular that you wanted the team to work on, during this hiatus before the season starts?
You said the team or individual guys?
Well, I mean, yeah, let's say Jason Tatum. Let's say Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, Jaylen Brown, issues that you saw that maybe they needed
Why
to work on.
Why are you singling out Tatum over
Well, just start with the best.
Well, yeah, they all do. And I think a big part of their offseason is, you know, they go do their thing. West was a big part of it initially. And, you know, we're out here in L.A. now, and I saw Jaylen and Marcus, Jason, Peyton, those guys in the gym last week, and I'm actually in the gym here with Marcus right now. But we share what things that we can work on, you know, things that areas of growth that we saw this year that we want them to take another step on. It's a collaborative effort. They have their workout guys out here as well, so they'll fine-tune their game. But we want them to continue to, you know, improve in every area that they've shown. And so leadership is a big part of that. Playmaking, as I've always said, with Jason and Jaylen, they took a few steps forward this year, and we want them to continue to grow on those areas. But being the leaders and being all-around players is the goal for those guys.
Ime, when we talked to Brad Stevens earlier, he talked about conversations that need to be had when players arrive at a team. And, you know, you're changing the core, you're changing minutes, you're changing the starting lineup, whatever it may be. How difficult are those conversations to have? You know, Brogdon is a guy that's coming in, he's joining the core, he brings certain level of play to the table. Is that a part of your job that you embrace? Is it easy? Do you find that difficult to do? How do those conversations go?
Yeah, I think for me it's easy. It's natural. It's the only way I know how to be, and I think Brad is the same way. You want to be upfront and honest with these guys, and it was the same thing with Dennis Schroeder last year and some of the guys coming in. Well, we have Malcolm, who's been a starter his entire career. You got a guy like Gallinari that's played multiple roles. And so for us, you'd be up front and let them know what we're looking for out of them. And with a guy like Malcolm, I saw him in Atlanta 2 weeks ago. He's excited to be joining our group. He understands what it is, but you don't give them a false perception of what it is coming in. You're straight up and honest, and he's excited to be part of it. You know, been in some tough situations in the last few years, not winning as much as he'd like to, as he did in Milwaukee initially. And so whatever role he has with us, he's embracing that. Like I said, being a starter most of his career, coming off the bench will be a little bit different, but he's embracing that role and understanding what he can bring to our team. So we're very upfront with guys as far as that, and there's no surprises when they get here.
So I'm sure you saw that gambling is about to be legalized in Massachusetts, or is legal now. It's going to be available soon. When I get my app, the odds-on favorite to win the title are the Boston Celtics. Is my money going to be well spent if I put some money on that?
That's the plan. You know, like I said, we take great steps last year. We feel we've really improved our roster this year, and, you know, solidified our bench with some veteran guys that I just mentioned, and then just the natural growth and progression within our team. You know, you look at Jason, Jaylen, Robert, these guys that have been around forever, it seems, but they're still a very young age. And then you got a guy like Grant Williams and Peyton Pritchard and Derek, who was, you know, added to our team midseason. And those guys kind of being with us last year and having that big role only helps us going forward. So the additions are great. I think we're better for that. But also, as I've mentioned quite a few times, us going back and forth with the players knowing us and us knowing them, we'll all be better for it going forward. So that's the plan, to get back and finish the deal this time.
Ime, over the weekend, Jason Tatum revealed to the rest of us that he was dealing with somewhat of a fracture, is what he called it, in his left wrist. He had a chip on the bone there through the last 2 months of the season, and then it got a little bit re-aggravated in that series against the Bucks. How difficult was it to kind of balance a delicate situation for you going so deep in the playoffs with a star who was playing with an injury?
Yeah, something you definitely have to balance. You know, we obviously know about it, and it was a big pain tolerance thing, something that he managed well. If he got hit, he felt it for sure. You know, he had the shoulder stinger going on, so he had some things he was dealing with, as well as other guys on our team. But at that point of the season, a lot of guys are pretty banged up, so he's a very mentally strong guy that wants to play through everything, and so he understands that, understood the stage we're on, and you know, sacrificed to play through it, just like Rob did with the knee and other guys as well. So for us, it was just at times protecting him from himself in game games and practice situations. He didn't want to show any weakness, so he didn't wrap it up in the games. But, you know, when he was in the gym at practice and getting the shots up, and, you know, he would have it taped and have a bandage on it. But like I said, he's a tough-minded guy, very mature for his age, and he played through that and gave it the best he could.
I love that. Didn't want to show any weakness, so we wouldn't
like
even
it.
Tape it and let anybody know. That's great. I appreciate your time, Ime.
Yes, thank you so much, Ime. That was Ime Udoka, head coach of the Boston Celtics, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. We're going to break really quick. On the other side, we will continue the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Call in 877-738-1234 to donate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.